can you give a few examples of preparing for the future trauma and what might look like in a healthy way? Yeah, what I would do is I would take an experience, an event that triggers you. And I would want to forecast how you have responded. And then I would want to take that same experience and come up with a different response, creating a boundary, saying no, taking a timeout, talking with a friend, doing something that's self-soothing, listening to some music, cooking your favorite meal, going for a walk. What you're in essence doing is you're forecasting, instead of responding this way, I'm going to respond this way. And so those are ways that are healthier for you because you're intentionally saying, I know I can go down this way. I've been down that pathway so many times. Now I'm going to go down this pathway and I'm going to intentionally do it this way. So I forecast how to respond. So I know in advance when the trigger hits, I know I can go that way. That's easy. I'm going to try going this way today. I'm going to practice this over and over mentally before I encounter the trigger. Anyway, I hope that makes sense. But that's what I would suggest.